Let us today enter a truth that most of us or most of you have touched. Let us enter it deeper. So that it becomes a complete understanding. But I must warn you, you must be very mindful to the mind's resistance of something you already know. And what is that any of you who have touched meditation at some point is that you know only when you are with you, for you, by you, is there any real joy. All others, all action contrary to this is either a survival mechanism or a delusion. The meditator comes to know whenever he has touched meditation. The only thing that will fulfill him is when he to himself fall within him. Everything outside is nothing but a distraction. Thus he undertakes the practice of meditation in one form or the other, to be settled and seated in this state. Again, let me repeat it. The meditator knows that the only thing that really is what is as him within. Or that which is not formed by the outside, which is formed by him, for him, by him within. And in that context, meditation is almost an action to drop the outward, not to be entangled with the outward, where the eyes become deeply fixed onto oneself, for oneself. In any form, if somebody is caught in this world, it would be a direct betrayal to this knowing, this understanding. There is no other way to say this. I have attempted to say it in so many ways in the past, but the fact is, this is the only truth. That you in you as you is the only truth there is for you. There may be another truth afterward, but the beginning, the original truth. At most you can divide it to four truths. The truth of me within me is the only truth I know. It is the first truth. The next truth is the truth of me and that. That which is beyond you. The third truth can be me and that together. Not one yet, but in union. And the fourth is only that as the truth. For now, you have many other truths. many other truths that you serve. You serve a truth that this world has some joy to give you. You run after it. You are entangled with the dreams of some projected ideas. You run after it. You think the other holds something that can give you something. You are trapped by it. Or you may even get caught in material comfort. There are a lot of people who take this as the truth, you know. Other people thinking they are something is the only truth they have, and that is the truth they serve. They spend their whole life trying to show off to others they are okay. And that is their truth. For some, the sensory pleasure is the only truth. They give their entire life for the experience of sensory pleasure. But the meditator knows, for himself, by himself he knows, if the grace has happened, by some means he touches it. He knows he to himself, by himself, is the only truth. And the first time when you discover it, it will be surprising. It even can be shocking and very disorientating. That me being me, within me is enough. It is not you are living my idea. It is an absolute fact. It is an overwhelming experience. You are seated and you don't want anything else. Just the other day, I was talking to one of the boys that was helping me out in the last retreat. Just very strange. He must be, I don't know, 21, 22, 23. He was assisting, helping. He was one of the crew members. But he attended the Turiya. And he said, "Master, I'd rather go back there and be there and do that. Like, I don't want anything else." It is very strange for somebody so young, where it has been pumped up full of dreams and there is a whole life ahead to live out, saying, "I'd rather be there, Master. That was enough." And they are even worried about me. Sometimes I give them a hard time. They make mistakes, they get me using words very creatively to them. Even in that fear and that hard work, they said, "I'd rather be there, Master." What is happening? Something has happened. Today is a confession to this, if it has happened to any. That is enough. What does that mean? This world promises everything. In the East, the other day I was talking to Raghu and we were discussing. The East, they believe woman is Maya. Remember, not me, the East. I'm quoting scriptures. He said her objective is to make you believe she is all. They said most married men will declare their wife the better part. He said her whole objective is to make herself everything. And Hindu says that's Maya. No, the truth is, she is not just your better half, she is the whole. There is no part in it for you. They are saying, it is a statement from this point. I am not against anybody thinking that way. It is their business. My point is that you exit you. You understand? You have left you. And you think that is going to make me happy. When your happiness is just turning within, almost exceeding the outward, almost in the exodus of the outward, you drop inward. You are simply in. And that state of being in is so enough. Overwhelmingly enough. And then we look at this life, the living life, It promises all kinds of experience. Go to Tahoe, go to Tahiti, go to South America, go to this island. Go search this experience. And all that search is to search something. You watch, I have seen sometimes people put up pictures, I'm here, I'm there. And you wonder, why are they here and there? All the time. And it's a thing to do. And in our brain, we think they must be happier over there. But the joke is, when they are over there, they are not there. They have never been there. You understand? One has to turn in to be there. They never are. They are just ghosts. So life seems to take you everywhere. Its exercise is to distract you from turning within. The meditator stumbles upon this. Accidentally he tastes this. But the trouble is, it sometimes is not deep enough that he gets confused. When it happens deep enough, when you see just here, all is. Nothing outside of this is needed to add on to this. In this, all is. All is absolute complete. Now, what is your nightmare? Your nightmare is the search for something outside of you, thinking it will fulfill you. This is an illusion to a man who has tasted himself, who has been seated himself, knows the outside is the outside. That in him, falling within him, is the entire glory, the entire beauty, the entire ecstasy. So he never moves out to look for happiness, ever. He is never cheated in search of this and that to make him happy. He knows the direction to move towards being happy, to being complete, to being fulfilled. Nobody is going to spend $1 million to buy an expensive car thinking it's going to do nothing to him. He must believe it's going to do something to him, either directly by the car or indirectly by the image or by the application of the status in the world. Something that he feels will fulfill him. So he searches. The meditator knows this human being is deluded. Now, please don't misunderstand my word. I'm not saying you don't go out and do things. But you do it for doing's sake. You understand? You do it because it has to be done. I'm not saying don't be with another human being. You are being with the other human being not to find happiness. Your happiness is making you be with the other human being. It's a reversed order. But in the original sense, he is fulfilled. I'm not saying don't study and become a doctor. I'm not saying. But that is not going to make you happy. It has never made anybody happy. It at most is where you show your happiness. Share your happiness. But we come back to that which the meditator knows. He knows. And he does not become distracted. Now, the meditator's action, who has come to know this, is to remain undistracted. Is to never misplace. That is going to make me happy. This is going to fulfill me. He is clear. That clarity captured, remembered, lived. Understand again. This clarity, that it is me to me by me. This clarity captured, remembered, lived is meditation. Because in the beginning you still get distracted. The quality of a master is he never gets distracted. He is so seated in that, he knows. He is free. Let me touch on the word freedom. What is free? When are you free? For now, you are not free from the society. You need it to say something about you. You want it to praise you. You want it to think you are special. You watch those people who do everything to try to be special, try to get attention, try to be the one. They are not free. So a meditator does not gets enslaved. He goes into what he knows to be his freedom. That is him to him by him. Now, if you ever choose, if you ever have the grace to choose to live a life of bliss, a life of ecstasy, a life of fulfillment, understand this. Most people think they have to do so much before they can be fulfilled. Go through 20, 30 years of struggle to have a moment of fulfill. This man know, this very moment I can be fulfilled. You understand? I can move in fulfillment. He knows it. The trouble with this world is, people are looking for fulfillment. Fulfillment is not looking. You understand? We are looking for what will make us happy. Happiness is not looking at this world. That is why the world looks so bleak and we create such a nightmare for ourselves. We set all kinds of unnatural condition that you must be super successful for you to be. The meditator knows these are illusions. He remembers this. He does not go astray. He falls within. Again, let me remind. This is for the meditator who knows. For the one who's beginning meditation, it's a mere inquiry. Today I'm speaking to those who know. There can be nothing outside of me. It's me, to me, by me. That would fulfill me. I'm not saying the mountain doesn't exist. But it is not the source of your fulfillment. It is you to you by you. It is a very significant question. You must understand, people are absolutely deluded. I'm emphasizing the word absolute. They are not just little crazy, they are absolute crazy. They are running after. And strange, you ask them, what are you running after? It will make me happy. I say, turn within, that's where your happiness is. They say, you are crazy. Only when I have the car, the house, the man, the this, the that. Only when I become the president, only when I become that. And in that process of exiting them, they completely destroy them. They miss that which a simple meditator knows. In me it is. Thus the first blindness disappears, you understand? This blindness has to go. What a meditator undertakes is to drop this blindness. You understand? If you can grasp what I'm saying. Now, if we are to undertake meditation today, we are undertaking remembering this. You understand? I'm not even saying meditation is going to make you happy. Then it's another thing. You understand? Then you have to meditate 35 years, look for caves and do all kinds of things. It is equally deluded. The truth of meditation is to know it's me to me by me. That's it. Remembering that. Holding that. Staying in that. Curing oneself of the delusion, truly inquiring. What is that you recognize as you, if not that which you seek? That very seeking in you is what you call as you. And the very seeking is to look for fulfillment. Some projected notion of fulfillment. Now, if you are ever interested in meditation, even what will happen after you have meditated for many years, it doesn't even come into play. Then again you are postponing. It is to be here and to know all is within, and everything outward is a lie, at least in regards to the exercise. I'm not saying you are to say your wife is a lie or your husband is a lie. That is a very dangerous action to undertake. I'm saying the way you have looked upon them is a lie. You made them the object of your fulfillment. You are demanding them to fulfill you. That's a lie. You understand? I'm not saying the other is a lie. You make the other a lie. I married her because she makes me happy. So she is the master of your happiness. And if she is the master of your happiness, you must be a slave to that happiness. And she is going to bully you for certain. And then you complain. Put this in right perspective. If not, you twist it wrong. You don't have to tell, I don't need you. You most probably don't need, but there's an element called love too. To make the other, to make that will fulfill you, it is a violent act against the other. You understand? Sometimes people think success will fulfill them. To burden success to do that is not a very intelligent act. To recognize you to you within you. This is my view. Even before you enter a relationship, you better come to your fulfillment state. And then go to the other to share it. If not, it is the abuse of the other. That's why we say, that person made me sad. If that person made you sad, means you went to that person for happiness. If you can follow this. The madness is, you are running crazy. Even many times when they come to me, they're asking about the world. If they talk to me about something they are creating, I'm more than happy to help. I would love to help. There's not a problem. There is playing a role in something you are giving birth to. That is rather lovely. But they are convinced that will make them happy. And in that movement, they curse themselves to be sad, absolutely. You understand? Now the meditator knows when he sits down to undertake meditation. He knows. This is the truth. Again, I'm not asking you to buy the truth. For those who don't know, it's a word of inquiry. For those who know, it is a remembrance. Like the 10 days when we sat in the retreat, I normally would tell people who miss it, it's okay, it's all right. I can't say that this time around. Because what it was what it was. I don't think there's a single person who wanted to leave that place, including me. And what was that? What was that was happening there? No, for those who are not, they don't have to be sad. Just be very sad. But I want to tell you what we discovered. It was 10 days of sitting and people sat for long hours. Chit-chatting, but sitting. What we did. But you were so within. You did not go out. You lived this truth. You understand? Not just lived it, you were it. And it was enough. And even that feeling of enough frightened many people. You know, they said, oh my God, what is this? I've been told I'm supposed to go out in the world and I'm supposed to get this and get that. But I seem to be enough. I don't think there was one person there would not, if they can, give everything up and just sit. It hasn't touched many. When it touches you, you know. It is sometimes like a tragedy, you know. Because you become awake when others are asleep. That can appear tragic. Because others won't understand you. But a meditator evokes that. Again, I tell, why did it happen? And it happens every time we go on a retreat. The world does not become the source of your happiness. You fall within. And you have the courage to stay there. Again, you must know the enormity we are talking about. It is enough. Do you understand? They did not even care. They are enlightened or unenlightened or success or failure. They didn't care. Just being within was enough. When what is seen for what is, when the illusion is seen for so, right now you have been brainwashed in many ways to believe that in through that you will have happiness. Through that you will have happiness. The meditator evokes one knowing that the knower is enough. And he just turns within and sits with it. He doesn't exceed anywhere. It can be very disorientating. Because we have seen the movies where the man falls in love, he pretends to be happy so cleverly. And we think maybe. The woman gets very excited when the man is interested in her. We are sold this idea over and over again. For somebody to make you a salesman, sells you the idea of the big car and the big position, and you run mad after it. And now, as I'm saying it, just because I'm saying it, it's not going to change anything. It has been sold so deeply. It is your base unconsciousness. Or it is what consciousness itself. Consciousness is all that we have come to know throughout the generation lives on as consciousness. And that is the consciousness you inherited. That exceeding, ejection, from this knowing is the nightmare. Dattatreya says in Avadhut Gita, you are taintless. You are all present, all pervasive. He says, you are all. Then why do you seek outside? So the work is not even to turn inside. It's to be free from the outside movement. You understand? It's to let yourself from flowing through that thought, mind and energetic towards the outward. Like control. Somebody thinks, if I control them, I'll be happy. Still the other holds it, is gone away. That's why we don't live a life of joy and life of love. We live a life looking for joy and looking for love. You understand? Life begins when joy happens. Life begins when love happens. Not before. Now the meditator evokes this. So now, the next time we get together to meditate, understand the word, it is to evoke this knowing, Ganesha. It's not the world. I am exercising the right to fall within me, for me, by me. and watching how I get entrapped, enslaved to move outward. I also know it doesn't mean I drop out of the life. I cannot drop out of life. That is another ridiculous idea. Exit from life. You cannot exit or eject yourself from life as long as you are alive. But what you know is, through my fulfillment, I build my life. You understand? My life is not a search for fulfillment. It is built by my fulfillment. It is built through my happiness. So the meditator falls within. He knows just within, turned within, is his happiness. And then he moves towards the world. It is a different way of living. It is the way of the meditator. To me, the way of the sane man. Now, why am I sharing this today, as there's just another one more year, one more day to go, and one more year left to live? According to many, 2012, the world will end, so I thought, might as well, I'll tell you the truth now. See, out of that sheer emergency that I decided today to tell you. If not, I would have kept it a secret a bit longer. That I call you to make this coming year a year of deep meditation. What I mean by meditation is to know you within you for you. Whenever you turn to it by itself, you're out of the illusion of this world. Then you choose whatever you want to do with this world. That is your love, your right. It doesn't matter. You want to build a castle, a cathedral, go ahead. It doesn't matter. You want to love one or many, go ahead. It doesn't matter. But you are not distracted out of this. And every time you sit, you evoke this understanding. You understand? Like all over the world, people are doing meditation. If you ask them why they are doing, they are seeking enlightenment or happiness. Either way, they are seeking something. And that's, they go wrong. That cannot be meditation. Meditation is to know just here now, as I am, is enough. When I'm not moving outward, when my energy is not robbed, just here, being this, is overwhelmingly enough. And that enough, to whatever degree you have come to, shared is your life. Of course, the enlightened man's fulfillment is bigger than the unenlightened man. His energy is bigger. So he does bigger things, he lives in a more bigger way, more to say. Meditation is not the seeking of happiness. It's to know the very seeking must stop. The very seeking must stop. And there is nothing to seek. That which is sought is the seeker itself. And you simply be there. To re-remember that. No, you will miss this as you finish this. You go out, there would be a cup of coffee, and that will be your source of happiness, and you will migrate. The coffee can be forgiven. A curry puff will do it. It's gone. You look at somebody, they praise you, all gone. Then their praise is the source of your happiness. You understand? You want somebody's attention. You want somebody to think you are cool. I have a recommendation for people who think they want to be cool. Sit in a fridge. Or go to Vancouver now and sit naked outside. My disciples are freezing their ass off over there now. Can you see? Living that sight. Why you need meditation? Because you lose that sight. This tendency to lose yourself outside. You understand? It is constantly to pull in. to remember, to not lose awareness. That is why, Fabian, you must know, the modern mind is even more mad. The ancient mind is a little bit less, you know, because they didn't have that many dreams. Now modern mind got dreams. More complex dream about being happy. They want the tall, dark, handsome man that will come, sweep them off the feet. More complex idea that will fulfill them. Before the man gets a bread and water, he's happy. Now, to make you happy is even more complex, you understand? And then they create nightmare. They have to be this to be happy. Just being you cannot be happy. You have to be this. Somebody loves you, not happy. He has to go mad loving you. How would you love a madman afterward? Your need is incredibly exaggerated. Now another human being is not enough. They have to be your soulmate. How to find that out? Are you my soulmate? How? It is not we are happy with each other. We chilled with each other and get along. It has to be something more. She has to understand me for me to be happy. Now you go ahead. You see what you are doing. What craziness you are living out. And understand this. That craziness is your ego. So all people with ego are crazy. They are cuckoo. In the name of whatever, the meditator exercises sanity. It is so simple, but you try it. You start trying it. In Turiya, it happened because you sit with an awakened man. And in that presence you entered, you tasted it for yourself. On your own, you watch the madness. The mind will go. It will travel. Maybe that. Maybe that. Maybe that. People come to me and they think if they become like me, they will be happy. And I tell them, you know why I became like me? Because I didn't want to be like you. I decided just to be me. Now, I want us to enter this meditation today as a simple start for the coming year and the last year of human life. To me, it doesn't matter. I know some of my disciples are taking swimming lessons because they say big waves are coming. So. We undertake this meditation to remember. You get lost, you come here to find yourself. You understand? You evoke this simple right in just you being you is enough. And that enoughness will grow. And that growth of the enoughness will create. And it will create the perfect reality and the perfect life for you. All else is madness. So we put together a new meditation. It's not new, but put it together in a new format. This is for those who know. And for those who don't know, you can use this as a platform to find out. It is rather simple. The first 20 minutes, no, first 10 minutes, you repeat the mantra. The mantra will play, you repeat. Why? The mantra will help you to clean you out and to help you fall within. For you to hear you. In repeating the mantra, one is the mantra is awakened. But the one who is repeating the mantra is awakened too. And there is much more mystery into it. I'll explain in time. After 10 minutes, you sit silently for 20 minutes. Remember, don't torture yourself. Sit comfortably. But with some discipline, hold the body rightly, just sit. What are you sitting? In you looking at you, not moving outward, you understand? In you remembering this knowing for 20 minutes. And then for 10 minutes, when the bell rings, you lie down. That lying down is for this, to take this knowing even deeper. To let it even penetrate your unconsciousness. First is evoking, second is sitting in the knowing, third is taking the knowing even deeper. The fourth is celebration. And this is a must. Like a lot of you wait for celebration to happen. It's not going to happen. You have to evoke it. Let that inner happiness, that inner joy that you have come to through the meditation, celebrate it. Go mad. Again, celebration is what you participate. It's not you participate with. Your participation is the celebration. Your participation with your joy is the celebration. Just at four stages. It will take near about an hour. Okay? Now take one or 2 minutes break and then we start.